every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, it's going to be the views of Barry Shamish. But before we get to Barry, I want to comment on CBS 60 Minutes last night. Now, I watch this every evening so I can keep you abreast of what the enemy is doing, because CBS is the enemy of our nation. They put on Oprah Winfrey, who professes to be a Christian but tells us there's many roads to God and all religions are good and there's good in all religions. And then, of course, she pushes things like The Secret, Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, which is intent upon taking people into the occult. That's 60 Minutes. Of course, if you look in the right lower quadrant on the screen, when they have 60 Minutes on, you'll see the eye there, the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. So what's it doing on the screen at 60 Minutes? Well, why do you think they put the programs on 60 Minutes? They do. They're part and parcel of the problem. Last night, the first program was all about the people who can't get treatment for cancer because, of course, in Las Vegas, they've simply taken the money away. So if you have cancer and you don't have health insurance, or you're too rich to get Medicare, there's just nothing for you, and you're just going to die. And instead of saying, look, if you don't have enough money but you have a home, why, we'll take a lien on your home, we'll get whatever treatment you have, and then, of course, we'll take care of you, as we always have traditionally done in America. They're not about to do that. They want socialized medicine. And this was a very, not even very thinly veiled effort to push socialized medicine. There are problems in medicine today. There's no problem that a new government program won't make worse, because what they really want is rationed health care. But they're not going to tell you that. They're going to determine who lives and who dies. And believe me, if you have a cancer, you're probably going to die under their treatment. And then, of course, the second program was on Iran. Some gentleman had been in the Iranian jails and been horribly mistreated. And I am assuming that what we were told was true. I'm sure there's brutality there. But nobody ever mentions that was the American Central Intelligence Agency that toppled the Shah and brought this brutal Muslim mullah regime to power in Iran back in 1979. We never talk about that. Why do you think we never talk about the fact that the CIA backed Khomeini and brought him to power? And then, of course, we won't go into the whole hostage scam, but that was, we've personally talked to the man who was the American ambassador to Iran immediately before the hostage crisis, and the picture of what happened is entirely different than you've been allowed to know by CBS, ABC, or NBC. And with that as the background, let's get to Barry Shamish. Barry, tell us what the latest news is as far as the Near East, the Middle East is concerned.
Yeah, well, I'll start with brief topics and end with a long one. Being that it's Passover in 2 days, I'll be celebrating at the Chabad house in my Florida town. Now, I asked the rabbi if he's added security to the house, and the answer was no. He said he's been thinking about it. Now, to remind you, in Mumbai, India, I guess it was 4 months ago, Chabad House was attacked. 8 people were were slaughtered in it. The rabbi and his wife were tortured before death. The rabbi had his genitals cut off while he was alive. The wife had her belly slit open and the baby pulled out and stomped to death. And this wasn't reported because it's actually pretty ugly stuff. But there are sides of it that I noted when it was happening, but I let it go because the story was so gruesome. But the rabbi had a living child. He had a nanny. The nanny snuck the little child out of the building and saved his life. Now, something very strange happened. She was immediately transported to Israel to legally live under a very strange law. It's called the Law of the Righteous Gentile, and it's only for Holocaust heroes. That if you saved Jews during the Holocaust, you could live in Israel as a righteous Gentile. It's a law the country has. It was applied to this Indian woman the first time it's ever been applied outside the Holocaust, and Foreign Minister Livni was behind it. The main problem is that she wasn't interrogated by the Indian police, by the Mumbai police, and left the country in a big hurry, and now the Mumbai police want her back because they want to interrogate her about what happened in there. And again, Livni says she doesn't have to go back because she now sits in the visa under the Righteous Gentile Act. Now, I know there's more about this attack that, well, for instance, two of the terrorists actually stayed at the Chabad house a couple weeks before they killed everyone inside it, which is a question in itself. In theory, only a Jew would stay at the Chabad house. Why weren't they suspicious and so forth? But the issue is that the attacks against Chabad haven't stopped. And there were two in the United States in the last couple of months, one in Riverdale in New York and the other in Miami Beach, vandalism against Chabad houses. And as I said, that's where I'm going to be spending my Passover. The first two nights is at the Chabad house, and I don't feel secure at all about it. They're just too flighty to add security.
And I think you have every right to be concerned. Of course, I was just reading an article about all the Christian ministers who've been gunned down here in the last year or two. And there really is a growing antagonism towards rabbis and Christian ministers, because both of them, of course, are equally hated by people from the dark side. And I really believe that people have to be very concerned. We are not living in the world we used to live in. We're living in a new world, an increasingly violent world, where I fear very soon the dark horror will be released. But you go right ahead.
Yeah, well, staying on Passover, Israel's welfare minister, we've spoken about him, and I'm not going to say anything about him, that's Yitzhak Herzog. Nonetheless, he reported on the situation in Israel before Passover, and in great shock, he announced that 250,000 people didn't have enough money to meet minimum Seder needs. Now, remember, Israel's population is 7 million. So this is a chunk of people. And minimum Seder needs, you need a little matzah, a bottle of wine, one piece of fish. It's not a really expensive meal. But a quarter of a million people don't even have the money to put up a Passover table in the Jewish homeland. They can't even celebrate Passover because of the cost. Now, he added that unemployment was up this year 37% over last year, which, again, in a little country, 37% higher is a lot of people unemployed. And he continued that the unemployment services were collapsing from the sheer number of people making demands on them. Oops, I hear the music.
You hear the music? Well, I guess, of course, it's Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli patriot. He was, of course, forced to leave his country because of threats against his life, because he was exposing corruption. But he feels very deeply about what's happening to Israel, and so do I. But I see the same patterns unfolding here in America. An intense hatred of anyone who espouses the God of the Old Testament. And the New Testament, we'll be back in just a moment. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237, extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115, to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Network, our guest is Barry Shammas. He's talking about his concern. You know, there's going to be having Passover here this weekend, Friday. And
it's Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's on Wednesday. The first two the Seders are the meals. They're on the first two nights, and there's six more after that. But I'll finish off the point with the welfare minister. What he said was that the economic situation in Israel is so terrible, with 10% of small manufacturers near bankruptcy, that's more unemployment coming up. The result has been a significant rise in domestic violence and the rate of divorce. All in all, financially, this is not a happy Passover in Israel. But on an up note, for me, I guess, not for everyone. I left behind people in Israel who are doing the work that I did for years. People who are becoming very conspiratorial. There are groups now gathered together. Now, we spoke that my friend Dr. Daisy Stern and her campaign to tell the Israeli people that horrible deals have been cut with the Vatican, and the Pope's visit is not a cause for celebration. And the Israeli Sanhedrin, a group of rabbis, sent a note to the Prime Minister warning him not to give up any sovereignty of Jerusalem to the Pope. And that went worldwide, that article, by the way. Today, my friend, Professor Hillel Weiss, a very close buddy of mine, was interviewed by Israel's biggest newspaper, Yediot Ahronot, who really mocked him. But all he said was the truth. There has been a deal cut with the Vatican. Mount Zion is in first danger, but whole parts of Jerusalem have been promised the Vatican without ever mentioning me, of course. I mean, no one mentions me, that this is what I exposed like 14 years ago. In 1994, I exposed it, but everyone else who's concerned seems to be catching up nowadays. And I added to Yediot's Hebrew and English websites my summation of Paris's deal to help her vice out. The reporter was not sympathetic to him, considered him an anti-religious barbarian. But about half the replies were in favor of him. Nonetheless, but adding this, now I'm not a big believer in this, but Daisy wrote me about two events in Rome that she is convinced are presaging the Pope's visit to Jerusalem, and she's convinced that the Vatican thinks that God caused the flooding of Rome today, and the flooding of much of the Vatican. The river overflowed, flash floods. At the same time, there was an earthquake about 60 miles away that also shook Rome. And my friend Daisy sent me the pictures of the Vatican underwater in the Tiber River up to the top of the bridges, along with the article about the earthquake, and she is convinced that this is, in fact, a message from God. You can take that any way you want.
Well, I can certainly believe that God does intervene in the affairs of men, and that God is very displeased with what's going on in Rome and what's going on here and what's going on in most of the world. So I think that we're going to see increasing violence and uncertainty and these amazing so-called natural events, which I don't think are natural at all. But you go right ahead.
Well, she also thinks the flooding in America is directly connected to America about to abandon Israel. That's not me. But I thought it was worthy of noting since, today Rome flooded and there was an earthquake.
Right.
It's worthy of being noted without believing that it is the direct intervention of God. Italy had a very bad day.
Well, I think that many evangelical Christians here in California or here in the United States will feel that God is intervening. And, of course, part of this is because America is going to abandon Israel and there's going to be terrible judgment on this country because of it. But you go right ahead.
Well, just so you know, that Fatah, the PLO, are back and murdering like crazy again. In the last couple of weeks, two policemen were ambushed and murdered. And then about 5 days ago, two little kids, one 13, one 7, were, the 13-year-old died, the 7-year-old survived, but they were murdered in a, one was murdered, another badly wounded, in an axe attack. In a place called Bat Ayin, which is in Gush Etzion, which is Fatah territory, suddenly Fatah are becoming brutal, very brutal terrorists again. The axe attack on a 13-year-old boy and a 7-year-old boy doesn't show all that much remorse for killing. But the real problem is that Fatah is still America's partner, and Obama has taken on an advisor in his role of bringing peace to the Middle East, and that's Fatah's number one advocate, Jimmy Carter, of the CFR, naturally, but neither here nor there. Fatah is murdering, and Carter is advising Obama. I mean, Israel doesn't have a chance against all this. And by the way, that's just a summary of how bad the gang up against Israel is turning out to be. Europe, if Israel just tells the truth that this two-state solution, Oslo, has been a disaster for the country, and we don't want to do it anymore, Europe will essentially abandon Israel thoroughly, completely, diplomatically, economically, in every way you can imagine, will abandon Israel. And the United States is getting very, very close to the same thing.
Well, Chris, I think what we've mentioned this before, but Hamas would not in any way be able to get those rockets into the Gaza area if it weren't that they were coming into Egypt. And if Egypt, were told by the United States, we're going to stop giving you the $3 billion we're giving you every year, you stop those rockets from coming in, or we're going to cut off your aid, Egypt would do it. But we don't do that. We want that, and that's what most people find it difficult to believe, is we're financing both sides and of course, creating this terrible, terrible conflict.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I want you to get out your web page. I want you to tell them how to get your brand new book. I want you to tell them how to get your DVDs.
All my books, but my brand new one, it's only 3 weeks old now, it's called The Compromised Land, is available at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box, write in my name and books. My name is spelled C-H-A-M-I-S-H, that's Shamish. That'll take you to my books. And my website is barrychamish.com. And I'll be lecturing in Atlanta. They just sent me the airline tickets on the 28th, I believe. But if you want to book me, well, just dial 904-315-8079, 904-315-8079. You know, we were talking briefly about the Italian earthquake and the flood today. You know, a similar thing happened in, I believe it was 79 A.D., when the general who captured Jerusalem, well, all of Israel and Masada, I mean, the whole place, I think it was General Tiberius. He lived in Pompeii, and way back then, earthquake which buried Herculaneum and Pompeii were actually attributed to the general who took on the Jews, and his family were wiped out. Even back then, they did find a connection between a natural disaster and an attack on Israel. But that's just a little bit of, you know, added trivia. But we'll finish off with the small items, and I'm going to give you a complicated long item. The Middle East is convinced that Israel will never give up the Golan Heights under the government of Netanyahu and Lieberman, which is completely wrong. But neither here nor there, Bashar Assad attacked the new government and said he would get back the Golan by any means necessary. Look, the fact of the matter is Bashar Assad is in immense danger because there's a committee investigating his role in the murder of former Lebanese Premier Rafik Hariri. And the tracks lead all the way to Bashar Assad as the one who approved and or thought of the murder of the Lebanese prime minister. If the committee names him, he's gone anyways. But nonetheless, the Netanyahu government has bent over backwards to offer the Golan. And as we know, and I sent out in an article, the legal situation of Israel is a lot better than understood, because the Jewish National Fund under the French Rothschild family owns large chunks of Syria, including parts of the Golan Heights. Israel could actually enter the negotiations with a pat hand. But for some reason, that little fact is being hidden from the government. But I got the JNF reports in the last article I sent out, so for whatever else, it isn't hidden to me or my readers. But I'm going to talk about another, group, circle of people who haven't gone away in Israel, and those who that circle is still trying to put an end to all the rumors about the Rabin assassination. They want it reinvestigated. And it's actually a pretty large group. One member of this group, and they don't all know each other, that's for sure, started a campaign this week based on an article I wrote during my research that Yoram Rubin, now again, he shot Rabin. He was the bodyguard who shot Rabin, and I proved it. He also had his role in getting Sharon out of the way. I wrote an article. What happened is someone in the Israeli military went into the computers and managed to fish out the army record of Yoram Rubin, not to mention the head of the Shabak, the Secret Service. I have that as well. But I got Yoram Rubin's military and civilian record from this soldier. And as soon as I got it, I put it on the internet with a copy of the actual file as an attachment. And I'm going to tell you a few things about the person who actually shot Rabin and actually took Sharon to the hospital where he had a stroke, Yoram Rubin. Now, the first thing I read in his record was that he began his military career as a combat soldier, achieving the rank of master sergeant. That's it. You know, he's guarding Rabin. He's Rabin's personal bodyguard. And, you know, you have to be an officer. A master sergeant is not assigned to be the bodyguard of the prime minister. But it gets even weirder than that. He was at the height of his military career. He was made commander of a riflery squad. He was a master sergeant who had 600 soldiers under him. But then on March 24th, 1986, he was demoted to the rank of truck driver. And in the Army, he kept this position until after Rabin was assassinated. Rabin was being guarded by a truck driver, if you can imagine this. Now, this soldier just told me that, first of all, Rubin must have done something really wrong to be demoted this way. It's a truck driver is the dirtiest job in the Army, and frankly, it's Sephardic, not Ashkenazim, who gets a job. But that's not the real problem. A truck driver doesn't guard the prime minister. Straight out. Now, it's the
wasn't he working for the Shabbat at the time when the assassination? Was he? Was he still in the Army, or was he working for the Shabbat?
The Shabbat. Well, he was in reserve.
All right, fine.
He was
in
out
reserve.
Of the Army by many years already. He was a reserve truck driver, and well, the night of the assassination, he was Rabin's bodyguard, personal bodyguard, and he shot Rabin. Without going into the details now, but I'm going to tell you something that should be of interest. On the very night of the assassination, I remember watching this at about 1 in the morning. Shimon Peres, who organized the murder, of course, holds a cabinet meeting where he takes over the job of prime minister. You know, it's like Johnson on the plane, and you see Mrs. Johnson doing something forbidden. She was smiling as her husband became the new president. Peres was also smiling, and you don't do that.
Peres was smiling after Rabin was assassinated, as Mrs. Johnson was smiling after Kennedy was assassinated. We'll be back in just a moment here. I wonder what they were smiling at. We'll be right back with Barry Chambliss.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest Barry Shamish, and we got about five and a half minutes for you to wrap up the program, Barry.
Well, okay, the point I was making, Paris. First meeting after the assassination, first words out of his mouth, he is appointing Rabin's brave personal bodyguard, who supposedly was wounded, he was not, to be his personal bodyguard. Now, can you imagine anyone less qualified to be your personal bodyguard than the guy who was supposed to protect Rabin that night? But that's Perez's first words, were that he was appointing Yoram Rubin to be his bodyguard. Now, a little task I had to do, the soldier said to me, for the first four trips, do me a favor and see if he was going out of the country with Rabin. Because between March of 1994 to April of 1995, Rubin, on the 3rd of March, he took a three-day trip out of Israel, returning on the 6th. 4 days later, on the 10th, he took a two-day trip. On 22 of 8/94, he took a two-day journey, and on 16/3/95, he took a two-day journey. He said, "What is this guy? The guy is a security guy who takes two-day trips out of the country." And he said, "Find out if he was with Rabin." Well, to cut a long story short, I went looking. Rabin was in Israel and all those dates. So, what was he doing outside of the country? Now, the soldier said, look, maybe he was a gambling junkie, maybe he had a lover abroad, but he said, how did he pay for them? Now, what happens after the assassination is simply stunning. In the first 9 months after the assassination, Rubin took it's a whole 2 years, with the first 9 months being the heavy part of the schedule. Rubin took 16 short journeys out of the country. These were all on his army records, and I had them. Now you have to ask some real questions. The trips after the assassination were a little longer than the ones before the assassination. They averaged 5 to 6 days in duration. Who paid for this? Who paid to send Yoram Rubin working on a security salary? He'd be lucky to take one of these trips. Who paid for him to leave Israel 16 times in 2 years after the assassination? Now, the person that asked for my article wants to hire a detective agency and wants to trace, the trips. He believes that they were taken to Paris, where he was meeting with his handlers.
Well, why couldn't he meet with them right there in Israel? Why would he have to go to Paris to meet with them?
Why should? Because that's where the assassination was planned. That's where the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin was coordinated with French intelligence. One thing is for certain, and this is what the soldier told me. He said that Rubin could not have afforded to take these trips. Outright, he could not have afforded it. Somebody was paying him. Now, look, what he concluded, the soldier said that he spoke a lot with the people he knew. And he says he believes that he was receiving and depositing money for services rendered and for keeping quiet. That's why Paris took him on as his personal bodyguard, and that's why he left the country 20 times for short trips before and after the Rabin assassination.
Well, that's certainly very, very provocative information. And has anybody ever actually checked it all out to see where he
really
did go?
Somebody is trying to now for the first time.
All right, fine. Well, of course, yes.
Again, this is what I was doing in Israel. I was digging deep.
I see, and that's probably why you're not in Israel at the present time. I'm sure there are very powerful forces who do not want people to look behind the scenes and tell the Israeli people what really happened. I think it's amazing you convinced almost half of the religious Jews there that, of course, the assassination was not as they've been told.
Well, with data like this, with evidence like this, the task was made easier.
Well, we're just about out of time. You got about 30 seconds to wrap up the program.
Well, then, I'm in Atlanta, 28th of the month. If anyone wants to see me, I left the information previously. Go to my website, barrychamish.com, and we'll meet.
All right. Very good, Barry. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to trying to get you on the program again next week.
Perfect.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Barry Shamish. Always fascinating information, totally dedicated to getting the truth out about what is really going on in the Holy Land. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there and listening to us, why, we do hope that many of you will, of course, want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you suggest a gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best CDs or tapes of the month. You'll get our newsletter. We don't make much on it, but at least we want you to have the information. Of course, you can read it up on the Internet. Our newsletter you can read every week. And, of course, you can listen to the programs there at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to the live program. You can listen to the satellite feed for 9 hours a day. You can listen to the archive programs. You can listen to the blog and the MP3. And it's all free. We want you to get the information and get other people listening. Now, we're put together a great new four CD set. It's called Financial Armageddon. Financial Armageddon, and it's we've had this before, but we've replaced all of the various programs, and so this is right up to date on the latest information. The four CD set on the Financial Armageddon, and then of course we have a great new book. It's called The Coming Battle. Well, it's not new. It was published in 1889, but talks about how the banks had created all the financial crises before. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they created this financial crisis. In fact, we gave a talk in Southern California just this last weekend. And of course, why we have a syllabus they have there, it's really pretty good. We have going into the background of who really owns the Fed, the report that came out of the House Banking Committee back in 1976. Nobody ever talks about it, but it's not who you think owns the Fed. And then, of course, we have speeches by Congressman McFadden and a Congressman Wright Patman. And, of course, we've got that copy of the letter that I found in Colonel House's papers where Franklin Delano Roosevelt's writing to Colonel House and saying, well, as you and I both know, why, of course, there is a certain element in a certain financial element in the major centers that owns the government of the United States and has owned it since the days of Andrew Jackson. There is a certain element in financial element in centers, not center, but centers, that has owned the government of the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson, and we're going to see that battle played out once again right now. Fascinating letter. It's authentic. You will actually have a copy of that. Yeah, that is the syllabus called the Financial Armageddon. Financial Armageddon, same as the title on the four-tape set. Then we've got that great new DVD by Dr. Blaylock called Vaccines and Brain Development. And we're destroying the minds and souls of our children by giving them the vaccines. We got a great new four-tape set on vaccines, 2009, the short little books by Neil Miller. Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? That's Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? And another little book on autism. And then the great big thick book, if you want all the details on the Vaccine Safety Manual, all by Neil Miller, and with a foreword, of course, by Dr. Buss Blaylock. You need to get the information because, of course, they're destroying the lives of our children, and they know what they're doing. You need to get the information we have on mercury in the fillings, on mercury in the vaccines. You need to get our information on aspartame. You need to get the information on fluoride. You need to understand they're poisoning our children. What better way to destroy a nation than to destroy a whole generation of children? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.